Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Amgen Tour of California, Stage 3. This is the Boswell Chronicles. Ian Boswell joining us from somewhere in California. Thanks very much, Ian.
Yeah, good to be back, George. I actually don't know where we are either. We finished at Laguna Seca, but I'm actually looking at my phone map right now. We're in just outside Monterey.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little before we get into today's stage. What are the logistics like as far as the differences between what it was like for you, like pre-race and post-race with Team Sky, as opposed to now with Katusha Alpecin?
Yeah, there's not too much difference. You know, I think every team this day and age are pretty similar across the board. You know, I did see some Team Sky riders like cooling down after the stage today on turbo trainers, which we don't do at this team, but it's not something I miss. I just rolled around the parking lot for a couple of minutes to spin out the legs after a hard finish. But yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, subtle differences, but nothing really major. You know, even the food, you know, I guess the biggest difference is probably from Europe to racing in the U.S. You know, in Europe, we have the team buses and oftentimes we have a chef and, you know, it's a bit more of a system that everyone is kind of comfortable with, you know, the staff especially. You know, we have like laundry machines on the bus and everything. So the staff can do laundry there. And I think in California, it's pretty similar for all the teams in just the fact that, you know, everything's kind of, you know, a rented RV and rented, you know, a, kind of a U-Haul truck for the bikes and stuff. So it's a bit more logistically challenging for them. But at the same time, you know, thankfully it's sunny in California for the majority of the time. And, you know, the mechanics don't have to work inside in the back of a U-Haul truck. They can wash the bikes out in the parking lot. And usually the soigneurs go to a laundromat to do the laundry just because we don't have access to a laundry machine in the bus like we would if we were in Europe.
And how about meals?
Yeah, so I guess that's another difference in just that U.S. hotels tend to be much bigger than European hotels. So in Europe, you're oftentimes at a hotel, either you're the only team or maybe there's another team at the hotel, but you're never all together. And, you know, in California, there's oftentimes that, you know, the entire race is situated in one hotel. So we usually sit in like a big dining hall with all the other teams as well. And yeah, the race does a good job of, you know, preparing, you know, kind of pretty typical bike race food, pasta, salad, you know, maybe some roasted vegetables and chicken. We've had a lot of chicken. So I could do for a change of protein source. But yeah, then our staff also prepare, you know, there's obviously a buffet breakfast, but, you know, anything from French toast to a waffle machine, you know, one of those hotel make your own waffles, which the Europeans love to make their own waffles. But, you know, being a German team, Swiss team, but, you know, a lot of German influence, the staff make a really good, like, Berkshire muesli, you know, like an overnight soaked muesli that's my breakfast of choice.
Well, Ian, how did you recover from yesterday? Did you sleep all right? And what did you feel like this morning before the stage got underway?
Yeah, we, you know, kind of had a little debrief after the stage yesterday. And, you know, I spoke with my roommate, Nathan Haas, who's been super supportive and just kind of, you know, bike racing's bike racing and you don't always go as well as you'd like. But, you know, the most important thing is to learn from it and just kind of move on and don't give up your goals and aspirations going forward. So, yeah, I slept all right with a clear conscience and, we had an early morning wake up. We had a 2-hour transfer about this morning before the race. So we were up at 6:45. We started in King City. It was a pretty cloudy, overcast morning, but the sun came through this afternoon and probably got a little, I don't want to say sunburnt, but maybe added a few more freckles.
Now, how was today's stage? You were talking about the bumpy finish. And what was the temperature like as the day went on?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of one of those days when I would have liked to have started with an undershirt, but once you put an undershirt on, you're not going to get it off in the middle of the race, especially today because I knew it was going to be hard near the end. So a little bit chilly at the start, but in the finish, you know, I was comfortable and dressed appropriately. It was for the first time this race so far, the breakaway was didn't go as easy. It took probably 30 kilometers before the breakaway went away. And there's actually three guys that went away from the beginning, two rally guys. I think it's Evan Huffman and Robin Carpenter. And it's kind of one of their, I guess, signature tactics now. I think they won two stages last year in Tour of California with putting two guys up the road. And both really strong riders, and especially in that, you know, situation when they have two guys and they're both, you know, really strong from a breakaway. Some other guys tried to jump, but in the end, that was the breakaway that stuck. And I think with last year, you know, the teams knowing that these rally guys, while they're not world tour riders, they're still really strong riders. the other team started chasing pretty hard, pretty early. And yeah, I think the gap grew to around 5 minutes. And there was three riders, but we were riding pretty hard all day.
And what was it like as you got into the finish? Did the field stay together, break apart? What happened?
The team started picking up the pace. I mean, you know, we were riding on the pedals all day, but then probably the last 40 kilometers, we got into some smaller roads and more climbs. And it strung out. And I actually got a flat tire, a front flat on a descent around, goodness, maybe 35K to go. And that was a bit panicked, but I got a quick wheel change from SRAM from the neutral support. And yeah, adrenaline's a hell of a drug. I got back up with relative ease and kind of went to the front of the group just because, you know, you have that adrenaline from, you know, riding the front tire down a descent. The group kept kind of breaking and coming back together. And it wasn't really until the last climb, running into Laguna Seca, that it really, really kind of the race kicked off. And yeah, it's a short little climb. I think it's like 1.1 kilometers, but pretty darn steep. There was an attack earlier from Tom Skoijens and actually a Livestrong rider, I forget his name, I think Sean Bennett. They were just dangling out there for a long time, and I thought for sure they would come back. But by that point, because the race had been hard, Peter Sagan's team, Bora Hansgrohe, was a bit shorthanded. And we got up to the top of that little climb and those guys were just out in front. I think the group behind was maybe 30 riders. And Tom's, who rides for Trek and really good guy, I know him pretty well. He stayed away for the win, and the action rider finished second. And I'm actually not sure who won the field sprint behind, but it was definitely a reduced bunch. I think there was maybe 30 of us in the front group. Wow.
And how were you feeling at the end? Recovered, ready to go? How are you?
Yeah, I mean, I made the front group by skin of my teeth, but I think maybe, you know, it's not ideal to have the flat tire at the time I did, and probably was a bit too excited coming back. I made it to the front group at the end, and you know, was maybe had I had a bit more energy, I would have tried an attack over one of the climbs and one of the little rollers in the final, because my teammate Nathan Haas was third here 2 years ago, and so he kind of knew when the good point to attack was. And you know, I had the legs, I would have tried something, but I was kind of just hanging on the back of that front group coming into the finish today. Felt okay. And you know, we have a time trial again tomorrow, so it's really been three pretty big days in a row. You know, we had obviously Gibraltar yesterday. Today wasn't an easy day, and then tomorrow is a TT, which, you know, trying to move up the overall classification has become an important day to focus on and target. So there's no no easy days in bike racing anymore.
No. And then the Queen stage is Friday?
Yeah, Friday. So we'll have there's a sprint stage on Thursday. But even then, you know, we have Kittle here, so it'd be great to give him another good shot at a stage win. And I think we're out in the, you know, Sacramento Valley, so you never know. It's oftentimes windy out there as well. So, you know, like I said, I'm expecting it to be a hard day.
Now, a front flat on a descent in a Peloton sounds terrifying. I think we need to give a shout out to your tire sponsor and your rim sponsor, as well as your own handling skills.
Yeah, so we're on Continental tires on zip wheels, and thankfully we ride tubulars, you know, so the tire's glued to the rim, so you're able to ride it relatively easy until you get to a turn, and then obviously you're kind of rubber on carbon. But I probably rode it for a kilometer or so, and then was able to get the neutral support.
And Ian, in conclusion, sorry I've held you here for quite a while today, but could you run through the time trial course tomorrow? What's it like?
Yeah, so it's a pretty, let's say, typical American time trial. I haven't actually seen it yet, but it's, I assume, big roads, and I think it's kind of like a standard four-corner time trial. It is 34 kilometers, so it's a longer one. Seems like in kind of modern cycling, there are less and less long TT, so it'll be one of the longer time trials I've ever done. It's just about, you know, managing your effort and, you know, staying aero. And the director just came, and I'll probably try to go ride the course in the morning and see what the course is like, just to get a sense of pacing and everything.
How long a transfer do you have in the morning, or is it right there?
About an hour. I think it's up to Morgan Hill, I think we head to. I think the time trial's in Morgan Hill, so.
All right. Well, best of luck to you tomorrow. I sure appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this evening.
Great. Thanks, George.
Ian Boswell joining us on the Boswell Chronicles 2018 Amgen Tour of California. From the Over the Top studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.